Let's talk about sibling conflict. I find that many parents find this to be a very distressing subject because they see their children fighting and they're concerned about the ramifications of this. Kids don't realize the damage they do to relationships over the years, and parents often know that, often from personal experience, the pain that happens in their future lives because of the sibling conflict that happens early on.
We find that sometimes parents make the mistake, though, of pulling children aside and trying to discipline them all together for some kind of conflict that happened among them. And the reality is that we're going to get further with each one of the children if we can separate them and have separate discussions with each one, because their perspective on the problem, their reaction to the problem is going to be different. It's rather individual. So by having some kind of group discussion, we may not be helping each individual child have a plan for how to respond to those kinds of situations.
Here's why this is important. Each child must address their own form of selfishness, which is likely different from another child. So we're equipping that child with a plan to deal with themselves. Furthermore, we're helping that child learn to deal with the selfishness of some other child. How do you deal with an annoying brother? Or how do you deal with an obnoxious sister? Children need plans for that, and so spending time with each child independently allows for specific plans to develop.
You see, it's within sibling conflict that children learn conflict management skills, but it's not necessarily a group learning experience. Each individual child needs to develop their own strategy for dealing with the other. So as we pull one child aside and have a discussion about how they might be responding differently, what's the problem that we're seeing, how are they demonstrating their selfishness, we can have those individual discussions with children. We can help them to grow and develop plans for next time.
Now, there are some general things that are good to talk with all the kids about at the same time. We're laying out some guidelines for how we handle conflict in this family, how we handle emotions, how we solve problems. All of those things can be helpful to work on together as a group. But when the application comes down to working with each individual child, it's best to work with those children independently, because then you can tailor the solution to that child and that child's particular needs.
Reality is that often when we're trying to discipline children as a group, they start hiding behind each other, pointing fingers at each other, getting us even off track because of the dynamic among them. If we could work one-on-one with each child, then I think we'll be able to help them to see things more clearly. Now, of course, it may seem like it's going to take a lot more time, but the reality is that these will be more efficient conversations because we won't have the dialogue between them getting us off track.
Some children like to use power to solve problems. Others children like to use some other kind of force or words, or some children just retreat from conflict. Each one of those children need a specific plan for moving forward and addressing the challenges that they face. I like to say to kids, you know, someday you might live with an annoying boss. And the reality is that working in a situation with an annoying boss can require a lot of skills. But if you can learn those now as you work with your annoying sister, then you can do much better in that situation. So we practice now for the future, and children can start developing the skills necessary to handle the people that they live with, so they'll be able to work with people in the future more effectively.
You see, it's those relationships with brothers and sisters that constrain us the most, but also can be the training ground to develop some important skills. So as brothers and sisters learn to get along with one another, they learn to understand a person who's different from them or who is irritating or annoying, they begin to develop the skills necessary to deal with people outside the family as well.
So if you've got two children fighting in the playroom, you might just call one child out. Even though they're both at fault, you don't have to discipline them both necessarily. Just pull one out and say, look, I see that your brother's giving you a hard time. Let's do some of the things we've been talking about, how you can handle him. And if you go in there and handle him the right way, I'm going to pull him out of here, and I'm going to discipline him. Let's see if we can do this the right way. We send child number one back in, and we see what happens. If child number one isn't handling it right, we may pull child number one back out. Let's talk about this. Remember, I said, you go in there and do the right thing, and then I'll bring your brother out here, and I'll work with him. So then we can bring the second child out, and we can work with that second child and give him solutions that will help him deal with his brother. Either way, what we're doing is we're equipping children with the skills they need to be successful.
You see, sibling conflict is not just to be tolerated, but it's the training ground. It's the equipping time for children, and helping them to take the difficult situations and know how to respond is going to have benefits for the rest of their lives.